When in Night Parade, you talk about the absolute. You say at one point that we must stave off the absolute. And this is at the very beginning of the book. And then in the next to the last poem, again, we hear the cold slopes of the absolute. What do you mean by absolute? Is absolute annihilation? Is it? In the context of that hell, the darkest places, what is the absolute?
I'm using absolute, I think, more, as you say, as annihilation in a kind of Pascalian sense, as the terrifying infinite spaces, yeah. The spaces between stars, as Pascal says. I don't mean absolute in terms of certainty. I mean absolute in terms of erasure, the absolute erasure, the terrifying invisibility, the terrifying infinite spaces.
Well, this was the thing in Robert Frost.
Exactly.
That he walks in darknesses, not of woods only. That terrible feeling that maybe there is a void, and if there's a void, there's no design. There's no architecture in this universe.
Exactly. The poem of Frost that I'm totally crazy about.
The most of it?
I love that too, but it's Desert Places.
Oh, I love Desert Places.
If you know that poem, they can't,
and it ends.
They cannot scare me with their empty spaces on stars where no human race is.
People don't understand Frost.
That's
they think
right.
He's a pastoral poet that writes about green trees and
they're completely
know.
Wrong. Our Frost is Randall Jarrell's Frost.
Mm-hmm.
It's the darker Frost, mm-hmm. and that Frost is unblinking. And that Frost gives me courage because he is remorseless in his willingness to look at the darkness.
And he had lots of darknesses to look at.
His
son, his
wife, his marriage,
his sister was crazy.
The mental illness in the family.
Everything.
But also there's something, this is where I hear the Americanness in it. They cannot scare me with their empty spaces between stars. There's a little bit of the tough guy in it. On stars where no human race is. Mm-hmm. Now there's a little bit of a joke in the rhyme.
Mm-hmm.
Where no human race is. I have it in me so much nearer home to scare myself with my own desert places. There's a tone I hear in this that I have tried very hard to get in my own work, which I don't know why it's so moving to me, but it's a combination of desperation and playfulness.